理课堂听 class.com。
Information Edge and Information Umbrella. Interview with former Vice Chairman of Joint Chief of Staffs, General Retired, William A. Owens.
I am very glad to have the opportunity to interview you. When I was looking for interviewees on military revolution, future warfare, and national defense development,You were strongly recommended to me as one of the major RMA advocators and contributors whose work had a significant influence on this field. I really appreciate that you are able to meet with me, given your busy schedule. I have read several of your articles on military revolution and U.S. national defense development.I would like to begin our interview by asking you some questions about issues dealt with in your articles. After your article, America's Information Edge, was published in 1996, Information Edge became a hot topic. In the information age, what are the changes in the concept of force and the balance of force? How can this new framework be used to assess force and the balance of force?
It is trying to say that you can replace an existing military force, in our case, an army of 9,000 tanks and a navy of 340 ships, and an air force of 20 tactical fighter wings. You can replace all of that, replace the force capability from the existing force,of these 20 tactical fighter wings and these 340 ships, for example, with fewer forces, but with the same force capability. Now we're talking about force capability, what you can do with the forces. An example of what I mean might be satellite systems. They have been present for some time, but we'd never thought much about them as supplements or trade-offsfor combat forces. The same has been true about UAVs, or commercial satellites. All these types of things can multiply the capability of the good enough platforms. You can replace and multiply the capability of the force without replacing or adding new weapon systems. That's the new idea, because we always thought that if you decommissioned a ship, you had to get a new ship.But I think not any longer. You replace force capability with a new force that looks different and is based on information. I think that's in our mindset.
In the future development of national defense, which kinds of advanced technologies will be a priority for the U.S.? How will these kinds of advanced technologies influence American military capability?
The easiest way of thinking about it is to list the kinds of technology that are most important. Those technologies that allow you to see, sensors, the technologies that allow you to tell, the communications, and the technologies that allow you to guide the precision-guided munitions. And those are the technologies that are of main interest to a military that wants to become modern.These tend to be in the area of information technology and telecommunications, and in systems integration. Remember the issue of system of systems. What this all means is that this will be central to militaries and the future, not tanks and airplanes.
Some have argued that the speed in the development of technologies has exceeded that of the development of military doctrine.Therefore, the emphasis of military revolution should be focused on the military doctrine, structure, and organization so as to adapt to the development of technology. In your opinion, what is the emphasis of the RMA?
I completely agree. It is the biggest challenge of the revolution in military affairs to change the doctrine and the concepts and the culture. We have in the U.S. 1.5 million soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines who have all been raised in the stereotypes of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. We teach them about ships and tanks and airplanes and the tradition of the military. And remember what I said about history and tradition. I think it is interesting, but not very. It is the future that matters most. So, culturally, we have to get ourselves in this mindset of new functions and not stay in the mindset of the culture of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines. We have to change the culture into how to see the battlefield and how do you apply force through dominant maneuver armies and Marines in strategic ways in the battlefield, not in force-on-force confrontation, and how you put precision weapons on targets without platforms, and finally, how you support those things. That's a big change. I think it will take years, and I think it will have to be top-down. That's the only way you can do it, by taking the senior people and convincing them that they have to have a revolution and drive the revolution down, because you can't start from the bottom up.
Can the information technology driving America's emerging military capabilities change classic deterrence theory? What is the information umbrella? What is the difference between the information umbrella and the nuclear umbrella? Can the information umbrella replace the nuclear umbrella?
I think that it is absolutely true that you can change the deterrence theory with the revolution in military affairs. It means that our nation can influence other nations with an information umbrella. If I say to Saddam Hussein, I have the ability to put an information umbrella over Iraq, I can see everything you do. I am able to do that, and I will do that if you don't comply with the United Nations resolutions. I will be able to show, if I desire, on CNN what I saw from my information umbrella and then be able to inform the world. Or, I may be able to put bombs on specific targets if you persist in not doing what the UN wants you to do. It is because of the very strong element of deterrence theory that you are able to say, our country is so smart and we will be able to take this information umbrella over your country. And it has enormous ramifications for your country. It's not the size of my carriers or the size of my Air Force. It's the size of my smarts. It's my ability to think about and use the information umbrella. The answer to your question is yes. The information umbrella can replace the nuclear umbrella. I believe we need to reduce our nuclear weapons radically, not just slowly. We need to rid the world, to the extent we can, of nuclear weapons. You can continue to maintain a deterrent strategy with an information umbrella, and I believe that the nuclear umbrella that we have used with our allies in the past is overcome by events. We have an ability now to put that information umbrella in its place, and it's a much more peaceful umbrella. It's not that dire threat, but I believe it's equally effective in terms of aggressors like Saddam Hussein. We have a much bigger potential to use the information umbrella than to use a nuclear weapon. People said that they don't think we'll really use nuclear weapons, and they're right. But the information umbrella, we'll use it, and that's good. So all of us who want to see peace in the world and security, and I personally believe that's the kind of thing we should start to think about and do with our allies. I gave a speech yesterday where I talked about the cooperation between our nations, and we should be able to talk about these kinds of issues and how we can do these things together, especially as a part of a group of nations and forming a security blanket around the Pacific.
Practice listening to words.
词汇听力练习。
Schedule.
时间表。
Information edge.
信息优势。
Framework.
框架。
Supplement.
补充。
Trade-off.
交换、替换。
UAV. Unmanned aerial vehicle.
无人驾驶航空器。
Platform.
平台。
Decommission.
使退役。
Mindset.
思维模式。
Priority.
优先。
Precision guided munition.
精确制导武器。
System of systems.
系统集成。
Stereotype.
铅板成规，此处意为模式熔炉。
Dominant maneuver.
主导性机动。
Emerge.
显现形成。
Deterrence.
威慑。
Comply.
顺从。
CNN, Cable News Network.
美国有线新闻网。
UN, United Nations.
联合国。
Ramification.
衍生物，此处意为影响。
In terms of.
在什么什么方面，从某方面来说。
Saddam Hussein.
萨达姆侯赛因。
Potential.
潜在的。
Ally.
同盟者。